Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I'm your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, once again on tonight, because we do have a lot of new listeners, as my normal listeners that normally tunes in faithfully, you already know what I'm going to ask. I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries from Greensboro, North Carolina. We'll be bringing forth God's word very shortly. So you want to make sure you have your Bible, your pen and paper, so you can take notes as you follow along with him as we go through God's word on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know that without a doubt, you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King, his entire family, and every believer that is saved in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we're so grateful and thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, for the shedding of his blood on the cross, that we can be redeemed, not only saved in his name, but we can be redeemed through him as well. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the finished work that he did on the cross on our behalf. We thank you that because of him, we already have the victory in every area of our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that he rose from the dead with the victory and with all power in his hands. He has the power over death, hell, and the grave in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand making intercessions for the saints of God on tonight. Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace on tonight. We come now lifting up all those that are maybe tuned in on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, that do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God on tonight that will touch their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth, even on tonight, and confess their sins. And they will also ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them on tonight, so that they will come to know, walk in, and live in, and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on tonight. So touch, heal, and deliver your people all over the land as only you can in the name of Jesus. And then also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen as only you can. Let them know and remember that earth sure has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We continue to lift up our president and world leaders everywhere, Heavenly Father. We pray for them, Heavenly Father, that they will have the heart and the mind of Christ. We pray, Lord, that if there are any of them that are not saved, we pray that you will send a vessel their way to speak a word, your word, into their lives, that they will be able to hear your word and receive your word, Heavenly Father. And they too, even with our president, that he too and all world leaders that are not saved in the name of Jesus, that they too can confess their sins and ask to be saved in Jesus' name and ask him to come into their hearts and save them too, so that they too will come to know their God purpose. And they would do what's right for all people all over the land. They would show love and compassion for all people, that you would be glorified through them with our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So help us to decrease on tonight, so that you may increase in us, that you alone will be glorified. Is our prayer in the name of Jesus we pray, and we give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question, and only you can answer it. The question is God pleased with you? Think about that. Scripture food for thought for tonight. In the form of a question, is God pleased with you? I welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I'm asking all listeners if you would please stay tuned after Pastor Norman King have concluded with the message on tonight. He's going to be doing a closing song. So you're going to be blessed and ministered to by that closing song after Pastor Norman King has delivered God's word on tonight. We're going to go to our music break, and following, and I'm not going to do a long music break. I'm going to do like a partial music break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. But I'm going to ask all the listeners on tonight, before we do the music break, if we would continue to lift up all pastors all over the world, all men and women of God that God has anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are truly standing on God's word and teaching and preaching God's unadulterated word, and they're preaching it with power to the point that souls are being saved, backsliders are coming back to the fold, and the body of Christ is being built up and strengthened through and edified through God's word, through his men and women that he has anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are teaching and preaching his word. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer as well, not only just our world leaders, but we have to pray for our pastors as well. So we pray that you would enjoy the music break, Worth Living.
So you clean me up inside. You thought
praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Aren't you grateful on tonight that Jesus thought that our life, your life, my life were worth living, that he came down from glory in the form of flesh to pay our sin debt with his sinless blood on the cross, that we could be redeemed, that we could be saved in his name, because that's the only name that we can be saved in. There's no other name that anyone can be saved in other than the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So now we are ready for the word on tonight, and I pray that you are too, listeners. So now I am so happy and excited once again to yield the mic to my First Clevin pastor, Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so grateful, as always, and humble for the privilege and opportunity to be here tonight. Thank God for this opportunity. Pray the strength of my cousin James, for he's a faithful servant of the Lord, and he's sold out for his assignment, his cause. And we're going to pray now in Jesus' name. Father, I'm so grateful. I thank you. I want to acknowledge you. You are my God. You are my, as the old folks say, you are my all in all. And I thank you. I thank you for Jesus, who's my Lord and my Savior. I thank you for the Holy Spirit, which was promised and was given. And tonight, as the listeners of your word, I pray that they will tune themselves out from everything around them and tune themselves in for the Holy Spirit to minister to them through this earthly chosen vessel. We want to say thank you. We love you. And we ask these blessings tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Tonight, as I'm going to come from a few verses of scripture during the course of this message. My main one that I'm going to start with, because there are many, or several, should I say, is Psalms 23. I'm going to read all six verses in the NLT. Verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I would not be afraid, for you are close beside me." This is David talking, y'all. "Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil." Hallelujah. "My cup overflows with blessings. Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." We thank God for this word. And this is a personal song. Amen. And my topic tonight is, can't nobody do me like Jesus? Hallelujah. I tell you what, the Holy Spirit gave me that. And, of course, you know, any of you who is around a certain age know how popular that song was. Amen. We're going to play that song at the end of this message. But I'm going to say again, can't nobody do me like Jesus. David made this thing personal. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I have all that I need." Where? In the Lord. Amen. "He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams." See, this is personal, y'all. Amen. In a time like this, you need to know that God have people, amen, around us to be helpmates to us. We need it. Otherwise, it would only be Adam from the beginning. Amen. But there are different levels, different degrees of helpmates. Amen. But you got to know this for sure. People mean well. I mean well. You mean well. And we should strive to do the best that we can. But we will make some mistakes. But there's one, and his name is Jesus, who cannot make a mistake. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Amen. Can't nobody. Amen. And I want this thing to be personal, amen, because there's somebody around about right now need to hear this right here, y'all, because you've been used and you've been abused and you have put confidence in man. It could be a husband, a wife, a brother, or a sister, or even a mother or a father. Amen. But can't nobody do you like Jesus? Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Another scripture it gives in Psalms 119. Let me calm down. I'm getting excited, y'all. I can't help it, though. It's the God in me by way of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me calm down a little bit. Psalms 119, 105. I read it from the NLT. Then we'll come back and read it in the King James. It says, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." King James says this way. King James said, and then listen, this is a familiar scripture, and if it's not, let it be familiar to you from this day going forward. Amen. Psalms 119:105, the familiar one is read mostly is King James. It said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." See, once you get confidence in God, come on, somebody, amen. And it comes to studying to show yourself approved now, that you will begin to see through the mind of God. Amen. Through the eyes of the Spirit. Amen. And you'll see when he says thy word. See, it's personal. Here you go, y'all. It's personal. You got to get to a point in your life where you say to yourself that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, so long as I stay focused on Jesus. Amen. Because I know, for one thing, he's not going to guide and steer me wrong. Amen? Can't nobody, do me. I'm going to keep saying this over and over, y'all. Amen? Some of you may remember there used to be a commercial that asked a question. It says, how do you spare relief? Remember that one? How do you spare relief? And it was R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Well, I beg to differ. Now, I may have thought that in a certain part of my life, amen, but since I come to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior, that's how I spare relief, J-E-S-U-S. That's how I spare relief. How do you spare relief? J-E-S-U-S. Because, see, can't nobody do you like Jesus, amen? Nobody. Just many come, and they try, and some of them mean well, and some of them don't, amen? And some of them is coming from the natural because they have not that spiritual connection. And two of my favorite verses, I mean, I got several, but one of the ones I like to pair together is Proverbs 14:12, where it says, there is a way that seems right unto a man. Okay, there's a way that seems right. Amen. Then John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father except by me. Because here we go again, y'all. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Amen. Nobody. Amen. And know that you may be going through something tonight, amen. Paul experienced several things on his journey. You will have too, and you will experience some more as long as God leaves you on this earth. Amen. But just know that according to Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You know why? Because can't nobody do me like Jesus. Now, I'm going to keep on saying that, y'all, because it needs to be spoken, amen. So there's so many things that we go through in our life, but you got to know, amen, hallelujah, that can't nobody do me like Jesus, amen. And then it goes on in the 19th verse, same chapter, Philippians 4, and it said, but my God shall supply all of my needs. Now, you got needs, yeah, and you relied on folk. Yes, you have. I have. Amen. And some of them mean you well, and some of them don't. Amen. Some of them try the best that they can, but see, our God is a what? Jealous God. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. So seek God first. God may dispatch and ordain somebody to be a blessing to you in a certain area, but seek God first. Amen. Because remember, can't nobody what do me like Jesus. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some things that can help us along the way. Amen. Because remember, God, you know, he's ever present. Help. In a time of need. Amen. He's our present help in a time of need. Amen. The Bible says that God is. Amen. He's ever present. I'm going to repeat to y'all. Help in a time of need. Amen. He is the one. you can run to and ask for help. How often? Anytime, any day, anywhere you might be, and for any purpose you might need. Amen. He won't just help you in your trouble. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm going to say it again. He won't just help you in your trouble. He will help you with yourself if you need it. See what that means is that, amen, that in you, if you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, in you is the Holy Spirit. Well, so sometimes we have a tendency to seek outwardly for what's already on the inside, and that's the Holy Spirit. Amen. All you need is God's help right now. I'm going to cause a shake in somebody, amen. You need to know that you need God's help, amen. Seek him first. It tells us, seek ye first what the kingdom of God, amen. There's many Bible verses that encourage us to come to him in a time of need. I'm going to read a few of them right now, if I may. Psalms 46. Verses 1 through 3, it says, God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Just know that God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Amen? Now, we got Psalms 46, verses. Come and see what the Lord has done. Amen? And that's how we supposed to, you know what? There are some of you that's on different levels. Amen? And some of you have not tapped into this yet, and some of you have. So we got to have the joy of the Lord. Amen? Because the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So let me just dramatize a little bit. I just read that first part of Psalms 46, 8. It says, come and see what the Lord has done. Imagine that, and just say that there's something so awesome that God has did for you, and you're so excited, you're beside yourself, and you just come and you want to share with somebody what the good news, because it tells us in Matthew 5:16 that let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, right, and glorify the Father who art in heaven. So now you're so excited, and you say to somebody, hey, look here, come and see what the Lord has done. God Almighty, I'm going to keep reading, y'all. He said, the desolations he has brought on the earth, he makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, this is my favorite part right here, y'all. He says, be still and know that I am God. Be still. See, some of you are running too fast. Some of you are moving. You should be still. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about a still. What I mean by this here is that don't run ahead of God. Don't pray and ask God for this, that, and the other, but then you get impatient and we won't handle yourself and saying you wait on God. But the fact of the matter is you're not. So receive this word tonight, somebody. He says, be still and know that I am God. Look what he says. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So we have to see, there's a lot going on in the world today. Amen. And people got different reasons why they partake in whatever they partake in, amen. But I want to give some encouragement to the Christian, to the believer tonight, amen, that we got to seek ye first the kingdom of God. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in all things, amen. That's all I'm saying, amen. You got to think about this. We're supposed to do things that bring glory to God, amen. Jesus said in one instance, he said that, if I be lifted above the earth, I will draw. So think about this, y'all. We're supposed to lift up and glorify God. So if you're doing something that's not glorifying God, you need to get on your knees and repent and turn from that area, that way that you're going. Amen. Another verse right here, y'all. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. It says, since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness. Amen. We got a Lord that he sit high and look low, and he's not above helping you and me, amen. But one who, talking about Jesus now, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence, amen, we got to be confident, amen, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I'm going to read that part again, amen, because see, it's so important that we get this, amen. Identify that Jesus is the Son of God, amen. And it says that we don't have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, amen. So ever think he can't help you, no matter what you have done. You may be on the worst or worse in your spirit, amen, that you may feel you're dumb. Just remember, he is not so high, amen. He is able to sympathize in our weakness, amen. But I want you to know that we got to have confidence, amen. And sometimes when our confidence is down, I want to pray to someone like that interceder, the one who's intercessing, amen, to whoever it may be. That's why we got to stay God-minded, y'all, amen, because there are times that we need it and the time we got to give, amen. Every day is not the same as we walk on this earth, you know, and doing the will of God. If we got bad days, we got good days, amen. Let me say it this way. It's never a bad day. It's that we may be going through a certain experience. But if you are sincere, amen, like they said, if you delight yourself in him, he shall give you what? The desires of your heart. So even though we may be lower in spirit at a certain time, old folks, he said this way, that God got a ram in the bush, amen. God got a ram. By the way, he got somebody somewhere, or he also got something somewhere, amen. If he can use a donkey, come on, somebody, amen. God will use whatever he wants to, amen, because our God knows what he knows best. Another verse I want to share with you tonight, Psalm 91, verse 14 through 16. It says, because he holds fast to me in love. Good God Almighty. Ain't that something good to know? Amen. Okay, what you're going through, but just say, you say, see, that's why it's so important to study God's word, y'all, because he's an ever-present help in a time of need. You may be going through something. You may not cover a certain verse in a long time, but it's been deposited in your spirit. The Holy Spirit will draw out the very thing you need at that moment. Let me keep on reading. Psalm 91, verse 14 through 16, it says, because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I want to say to somebody tonight, can't nobody do you like Jesus? Amen. You got some people that's good people, but don't put anything or nobody in front of Jesus, amen, because Jesus changes not. It's, the Bible says that it is impossible for him to lie, amen. He knows everything. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you've done. Well, I say you, I'm talking about me as well, amen. But I'm going to just lead and guide this message tonight to know that I don't care what you're going through, can't nobody do you like Jesus, amen.
Nobody.
He's a present help in a time of need. So,
in my distress, I call upon the Lord.
Pastor King, can you hear me? If you can, you need to speak more clearly. You're breaking up on the air. You're breaking up on the air, Norman. Speak more clearly into your phone.
Where I'm at, I'm not saying it. I mean, I just, look, we got to be available for the master's work, y'all. Wherever you are, I'm sitting inside of a trailer truck on the passenger side in the air conditioner. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's not a matter where you're at, it's getting the word out. Amen. God has given us this platform. He anointed my cousin James. Amen. And James has been obedient servant to the Lord. Amen. And put it in a way that we can reach beyond the walls. Amen. It goes wherever. We don't even know where all it goes. But the main thing is that we are obedient to our assignment. Amen. We got to speak the word that the Holy Spirit, in other words, give way for the Holy Spirit to freely, amen, to come forth out of us. Amen. I want to thank God again for his word. Amen. That can't nobody what? Do me like Jesus. Nobody. Amen. Many may come and there are many gone. Amen. But can't nobody what? Do me like Jesus. I'm going to get ready for this song, amen, and I thank God, amen, for all of you who have listened in tonight. I got a dear brother of mine. I hope he was able to hear the service tonight, because I want to just extend an invite to those, amen, who never tapped into this service that we render, amen, by God's grace and mercy, amen, we want to be able to extend and share with your friend, amen, because it's about Jesus, y'all. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. Because remember this right here, y'all. There can't nobody what do me like Jesus. Amen? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So just bear with
nobody.
Me. Nobody do me like Jesus. So just give me a minute here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the praise.
The object of that flattering assessment.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to have a song we're going to play, and it's coming from Andre Crouch. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Sometimes we need to stir our spirits by bringing back some of the old gospel, amen. Once they bring it back, in other words, it need to be heard, y'all. Because it stirs up our soul. And sometimes your soul needs to be stirred to, amen, and It's a righteous thing, y'all. Amen. It's coming, y'all. God bless all of you. And I pray that there's something that's been said and done that's been a blessing to you all. Here you go.
Do me like the Lord.
I am a witness on tonight. I can truly say without a doubt that can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. I'm a living witness. I can't speak for you, but I truly can say without a doubt that can't nobody do me like Jesus. What a powerful message on tonight. A much needed word for such time as this through Pastor Norman King. Thank you, Pastor Norman King, for being obedient and for delivering God's word on tonight. As I always say, and it's true, God knows who's listening, and he knows who's going to be listening, and he already knows what we all stand in need of. So I pray that this word has gone forth, and I pray that it has been received in love on tonight, and that you were blessed by this word on tonight, by Pastor Norman King, and this word is going to be helpful to you, and that you always be reminded, mindful, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what people tell you, no matter what the enemy try to tell you, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Again, I am a living witness, and I'm sure that we have a lot of witnesses on tonight that's tuned in, that are saved in Jesus' name, that's been through anything in life, that knows without a doubt that can't nobody do you like Jesus. Well, on tonight, we're going to get ready to close out for tonight. And I want to thank you all once again. Thank you, every listener, for tuning in faithfully. This worldwide ministry and platform is continually growing, and it's growing beyond my wildest dreams, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So I am so grateful, and I'm giving God the glory, honor, and praise for it, because it is of his doing, because it's all geared to giving him the glory. Just like Pastor Norman King said, it's not about whoever brings forth God's word over this worldwide platform, but it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about delivering God's word, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through the word of God. So it's not about us, it's about Jesus. Remember that, and it should not be about you either on tonight. So the word of God says, pride comes before fall. Some people have haughty spirits because of their positions or titles, and they think that they're better than someone else. But no one is better than no one else. God has no respect for persons. The question is on tonight, do you know without a doubt and for yourself that can't nobody do you like Jesus? Can we get a witness on tonight? Can Pastor Norman King and I get a witness on tonight that can't nobody do you like Jesus? Oh, yes, I am a witness. So, again, we thank God for Pastor Norman King. We thank God for every listener on tonight. I pray that you continue to tune in and be blessed by the word of God as it comes forth over this worldwide ministry and platform. Continue to share the good news about this ministry that others can tune in and be blessed by it. You can always go to all of the archives. All of the shows are kept in archives. And I do want to stress and let the listeners know that this coming week will be the seventh year that the Lord has blessed me being the overseer of this worldwide platform. Again, coming up real soon, the first week in July will be the seventh year that we have been on the air delivering God's word. So again, it's not about me. It's about God. It's about Jesus, about the good news of Jesus Christ. So as I'm saying that, I said that to say this. The first 3 years that I was on the air, I was up on the Kingdom Builders International Ministries, and they have a different website. And I want to give you that website right now in case you want to go back to the website and pull that website up and listen to the first 3 years that the Lord has blessed me to be on the air. At that time, I was doing shows, and every show was 2 hours long, every Thursday and every Saturday night. I did two-hour shows, and I had like two different separate guests on the show. So all the shows for the first 3 years, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/KBDI.com. Again, once you get to, I'm sorry, if you want to hear the first 3 years that the Lord has blessed me to be on the air, you need to go up under Kingdom Builders International Ministries through their website, which is blogtalkradio.com/KDBI. Again, that's Kingdom Builders, KDBI. That's for the first 3 years that I was on the air. And then following that, for the last 4 years, my new website is blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. You can always pull up all the shows from the first 4 years, but the last 4 years that I was up on, as I came to be out on my own up under this worldwide platform. You want to go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. There you would pick up the last 4 years that I've been on the air. Again, the first 3 years I was up under Kingdom Builders International Ministries. So I thank God for Kingdom Builders and Prophetess Teresa Phillips Docks and her husband, Elder QT Docks, and the Kingdom Builders Church family for opening the doors for me to be able to have my own platform that I can invite different guests that comes on and share the good news of Jesus Christ, such as Pastor Norman King, Pastor Eric Morphis, Deacon Marvin Cox, and the other many guests that I have on this worldwide platform delivering God's word, and others that come forth answering questions and sharing testimonies. It's all about God getting the glory. So it's not about us. It's about God getting the glory, and that God's word is going forth, being a blessing to his people that tunes in faithfully. And especially for those that are tuned in that are not saved in Jesus' name, is our prayer, hope, and desire that the word of God will go forth so powerful over this worldwide platform that even those that hear the word of God, whenever you tune in, if you're not saved, that you have an opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ and open your heart. First, you have to open your mouth and believe it and receive Jesus Christ in your heart. And you have to do it with your mouth first. Open your mouth. The Lord said you have to open your mouth and speak it. The word of God says we have not because we ask not. So you have to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. You have to ask him to save you. He wants to, but he will not come in and save you unless you ask him to. So we have a faithful God. He do not want to see any souls lost. And neither do I as your host. And neither do Pastor Norman King or any guests that come over this worldwide platform sharing God's word or the good news of Jesus Christ. We do not want to see any souls lost. So that's why it's our mission, it's our commission, it's our job, it's our duty to share the good news of Jesus Christ that others may have an opportunity to give their life to Jesus Christ and be saved. So that's what it's all about. It's all about Jesus over this worldwide platform. It's not about me. So on tonight, I thank God for you, the listeners, once again. I pray that you continue to tune in and be blessed by this worldwide ministry and platform. And I pray that you continue to pray for me, continue to pray for this worldwide ministry and platform, that it will be everything that God has ordained and a call for it to be for his glory in the earth. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father, that has gone forth through Pastor Norman King on tonight. We know that your word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you have set out for it to do, that you get the glory out of it. We pray, Lord, and lift up everyone that's tuned in and tunes in faithfully to this worldwide ministry. We ask that you will continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer, hope, and desire on tonight, Heavenly Father, that should there be anyone that has tuned in and listened to the message on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer that they will be able to open their own mouth after hearing your word, knowing that can't nobody do us like Jesus, that they too will be able to open their mouth and confess their sins. They would ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. It's our prayer and desire in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to move by your spirit. Continue to help us as your believers in Jesus Christ and doers of your word. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us individually and as a corporate body of believers, that you alone would be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we love you. We thank you for loving us first, and we thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. We know that we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of them, but we thank you for them in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord, that you would have your way in us, that you'd be glorified. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and that it would never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word lets us know that once we're in your hands, can no one or anything pluck us out of your hands. We are so grateful that you are God and you're God alone. And you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands, and you don't slumber nor sleep. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have a perfect track record. You cannot fail, change, nor lie. Thank you that you are in total control. Heavenly Father, we love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said, amen. Well, on tonight, again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So guess what? Until the next time, and in the meantime, what we're going to continue to do as believers in Jesus Christ, we're going to continue to encourage one another in the word of God and in his word. And we're going to continue to pray one ye for another. So until the next time, continue to give God the glory, honor, and praise that he so well deserved. Because guess what? He is worthy to be praised. I love you in the name of Jesus on tonight. Good night. Continue to be blessed of the Lord.
Child.